The Iowa Democratic Party's annual Jefferson Jackson Day dinner was Saturday night. Barack Obama had rhythm and blues artist John Legend perform for his supporters at a rally Saturday afternoon. John Edwards had Dr. Ralph Stanley, a bluegrass legend, perform at his rally. Bill Richardson brought in Al and Bobby Unser, who've won 9 Indy 500 titles. Hillary Clinton brought in tennis champion Billie Jean King and musician Quincy Jones. But U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the event's MC, made this declaration.
All of the eyes of the world are on this dinner tonight. And you know why? Because they know they are going to hear from the next president of the United States.
Barack Obama had the largest group of supporters in the hall, and Obama issued a warning about picking Hillary Clinton as the party's nominee.
If we are really serious about winning this election, Democrats, then we can't live in fear of losing. I don't want to spend the next year or the next 4 years refighting the same fights that we had in the 1990s. Let us reach for what we know is possible, an America that believes again.
Hillary Clinton seemed to be trying to stiff-arm her Democratic rivals who've raised concerns about her electability.
I'm not interested in attacking my opponents. I'm interested in attacking the problems of America, and I believe we should be turning up the heat on the Republicans. They deserve all the heat we can give them.
John Edwards was the first candidate to speak to the crowd.
You're going to go to that caucus on a cold January night, and you're going to have an important decision to make for America and for the world. And my last message to you is, when you make that judgment, when you make that decision, trust your heart.
Joe Biden spent much of his speech offering a sober assessment of world affairs, but Biden began with a zinger aimed at Obama, suggesting not all of the Obama fans in the room were Iowans.
Hello, Iowa! And hello, Chicago! Come on, have a sense of humor!
Bill Richardson quibbled with his rivals over how quickly troops should be withdrawn from Iraq, but Richardson began with a shot at the current president.
George Bush gone forever! That is the American dream.
The entire event lasted over 3 hours, and Chris Dodd joked about the length of the evening.
Thank you, thank you. And welcome to Breakfast in Des Moines.
Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.